The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 1460, or as we'd like to say, computer heaven. Good morning, everybody. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. And good morning. Hope everybody's doing well. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Expanded walk-in humidor with even better stuff. And, of course, great customer service. So many things that Tobacco and Brew does for our community. And great people down there. Good morning. Good morning, Bob.
And good morning.
How are you?
Rapidly trying to determine when these things go haywire.
Yeah.
We want to do a little bit of a
automation
system. We can tell everybody that the news that usually is on with Sue McLean from 6 to 7 was not, because of a failure to fire someplace in the synopsis of the brains of our computer.
Well, Sue is taking a couple of days off.
Yeah, she's taking a couple of days off. Yeah, she's taking her little girl, not little anymore, taking her down to college. And she'll be back Thursday morning. So we had this other thing all planned to play and all this, which
somehow it didn't. Bob, can you do something on my microphone where you pump it up a little bit? There we go. There we go. What just happened?
Okay, try again.
Okay, 1, 2. Where are we? There we go. So we have this. You just know it's a Monday.
We have people coming in on Monday nights, of course, for Radio Wasteland.
Uh-huh.
And at the end of it, everybody leaves, but they don't adjust things back because they don't know where they go to. I mean, because we have so many slides here.
Right. That's okay. You know, I guess
it's all right. We're back on the road.
Maybe we need to put this, you know, when we start off in the morning where we have the file that says Linda likes it here and Carl likes it there, because, you know, it is a little bit of a craziness. And again, I thank you so much for hanging in with us. We got several calls this morning of people saying, well, we're hearing us static. And, you know, I turned on.
You could have been hearing Nancy Pelosi. We could have been playing that for an hour. So what would you rather have, static or Nancy Pelosi?
Get ready for a hot day, currently 72 degrees in the downtown studios today. We are going to be having a sunny and hot day with our highs. Get this, we are going to be passing the triple digit today. According to the National Weather Service out of Sacramento, it says that our day will be 102 with our lows of 66. Wednesday calls for 101 with mostly clear Wednesday night at 65. Thursday calls for 99. Friday, 95. Saturday, 92. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Let's talk about who's going to be on today.
Oh, we got Doug Wright coming on today. We have several others we're going to be talking about. So a lot of things, different things happening today. One of the things, of course, the big news is Trump and Kim Il-sung from North Korea. I don't know if anybody ever thought they'd see this picture of Kim Il-sung. One, he's out of North Korea. He's not going to China. He's in Singapore, and he's shaking hands with the President of the United States. And, of course, the liberals are going berserk over this. Their heads are exploding because they're actually having to say something good. You should have seen it yesterday. I look at MSNBC, and I just love it just to watch Rachel Maddow's face. She puts her face in her hands again like the night he lost. And they're saying, well, you know, he'll probably give away he'll probably say, we're going to take our troops out of there. Oh, he'll probably do this. Oh, he's going to do this. You know, without knowing anything, they are just knocking one of the biggest steps toward peace in that region. What? Since the Korean War, perhaps? And so he comes out, and so they signed an agreement. It's the beginning. It's the beginning, folks. It's not the final. It's not the final thing, but it's the beginning where he wants to denuclearize wants to take away all the nukes in the Korean Peninsula. And what did Trump say? We're going to cancel our war games, our military exercises. Well, as soon as he said that, the liberals leaped into that one, too. What's that mean? War games. He's using the same words as the North Koreans. Provocative. You know what? What he said was, and these are scheduled next spring, there's a whole list of things that are going to happen. And what he did was they signed a piece of paper that said they're going to start the process. Even then on MSNBC, they said this is historic. And they, Mika, you could see Mika, it's just her face was just going through this battle this morning. But she had to say it. And she did.
Okay, so then going on with a comment of Dennis Rodman, when he was, you know, you think of Dennis Rodman, he's the kind of the creepy tall basketball player that was piercings everywhere and was very, almost like a, you know, Howard Stern, like a shock value type of guy. So
traveled to North Korea a lot.
He traveled to North Korea, and he was on last night with, I was watching on CNN, Cuomo, Inside. And he interviewed Rodman, and Rodman started to cry and said, you know, and he had Trump on, he had his hat on, Make America Great Again. And he said in this interview that he did not know about, you know, the dictatorship or the leadership of what North Korea was. He just went over there to play basketball. But he became friends, and he said, I love this place. My heart was here. And I came home to America, and I talked to Obama. Obama just brushed me off, man. I went to Obama and said, this is something that we can bring together. He said, I was laughed out. He said, I was banned. He said, he started to cry, and he said, I couldn't even come home. I had to go into 30 days of going underground.
Those weren't an exact death threats.
Death threats. And it said, really, he said, this is a beautiful day, man, because it's about peace. We've got to come together and have peace. And anyway, so he said that President Trump had called him and said, great job you're doing over there, man.
Well, you know what? Those are Rodman's words when you're man. But the thing is that people laughed at Rodman and they had all these things. And he kept saying, hey, you know, he kept going back. But because, you know, a lot of it, he's not your diplomat. Rodman's not. But he did meet with him. He became a friend with the president of North Korea. Now, I'm just like everybody else probably, and I poo-pooed him and what he was saying about North Korea. Okay, that's mm-hmm. He's a basketball player, and he, you know, it's just as, you know, I you know, you kind of laugh when you think about it. But he comes back and he says, look, he says they're open, and Mr. Obama chose not to believe Dennis Rodman. I understand it, but he still chose not to. And then now Donald Trump has taken that first. Now has it been done yet? No. But the first step's been taken, and now it's up to Pompeo, our Secretary of State, who's going to go over there, and he's going to start working with them. And according to Trump, there'll be a variety of people going over to start looking at what they're doing. They said they're going to take down a missile launch site right away. So I think personally that the whole idea of what's happened with Mr. Trump and the North Koreans is outstanding. And I can't help but think everybody should think this, that it's a step forward, All right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back with Jim Bremmer. We're going to talk about Father's Day at Benton Air Park. Aviation Day at Benton Air Park.
All right.
This Sunday. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliant Heating and Air, serving the North State for over a quarter of a century. A better-known business that works on any make or model of heating and cooling systems. It's going to be over 100 degrees today, my friends. Have you had anybody look at your air conditioning system, make sure those filters are clean and those air ducts are working the way they should? Or is it going to be working harder and putting out less air? Alliant Heating and Air will take care of that for you. 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back with Jeff Bremmer.
The views and opinions of shows on case.
That winners. Grab life by the throttle and play our Play to Ride Swipe to Win at Wind River Resort and Casino. With free slot play, prizes, or a brand new Harley Davidson. Not one, but two winners. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings for free slot play Fridays at 8 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a brand new Harley Davidson. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. It's never about the destination. It's the getting there that will stay with you. Make it happen and head down to Wind River and play our Play to Ride promotion, where you could win a brand new super low, super cool Harley Davidson. From Reading, Harley Davidson. Two winners. Final drawing Friday, June 29th. Play to Ride. Swipe to Win. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Reading Kia and America's Best Value Summer Event. Now extended through June with some of the best deals on wheels.
Like the 50-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro Hybrid. The Niro has set a new standard in hybrid technology, and it is beyond comfortable.
Reading Kia has a great selection this month, and you're invited to take a test drive, make a great deal, and start saving money right now.
The 2018 Kia Soul remains one of the North State's favorite crossovers, and over 1 million have hit the road in the USA since being introduced in 2010. Get yours today in your favorite designer color, including the new Caribbean Blue.
And don't miss your chance to save on the new 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento and the completely redesigned 2019 Kia Rio.
Every new Kia from Reading Kia comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations.
The best deals this month are at America's Best Value Summer Event at Reading Kia. Reading Kia Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, ReadingKia.com.
Ends June 30th, 2018.
As an APS worker from Shasta County, I protect older adults and those over 18 who are vulnerable on a daily basis. But I know that sometimes elder and dependent adult abuse isn't obvious. We need you and all members of the community to help us identify and report potential victims of abuse, neglect, and exploitation. Signs of potential abuse include unexplained changes in behavior or personal hygiene or lack of basic necessities. No abuse, report abuse by calling Adult Protective Services at 225-5798 or learn more by visiting ShastaHHSA.net.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
And now, Carl and Linda Box. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Box. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. It's a husband and wife started this business 8 years ago and has been a tremendous success because of the quality of the firearms they sell and their customer service. Just totally anything you could want. All of this at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. The only place I buy my guns at is Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading.
And went through the CCW classes this weekend with wanted to join a good girlfriend, and it was really informative. Glad I got out on the range. Full day of shooting on the range. And I'm telling you what, if you don't have like a firearm that you feel comfortable with, it's really an important thing that you, a lot of times husbands will buy firearms for their wives and it's just not, it's not a fit. So anyway, go into Bastiani Arms and they're going to help you out. With us this morning is one of our favorite people. In fact, Jim Bremer and Bob Belongi at the helm are the two that helped start KCNR 1460. If it wasn't for these two, we wouldn't be here because they're the experts. And one thing that we realized through our friendship with Jim Bremer was his fascination, his love, and his passion for anything aviation.
Yes, absolutely.
So this Father's Day, you're having an aviation celebration. Tell us.
Yes, we call it Aviation Day. We've been doing it for 33 years now up at Benton Air Park. Basically, it's just a big open house. We invite people to come out to the airport, look at planes on display. Benton Air Center will have fixed-wing airplane flights available. If somebody wants to go flying, they can buy a flight. Same with Air Shasta. They'll bring over a couple of helicopters if somebody wants to go for a helicopter flight as well. But the free parking and free admission. So if you would just want to come in and look around, that's great. Also, we have a great breakfast of ham, pancakes, and eggs. That goes on from 7 to 11 in the morning inside the hangar there at the Benton Air Park. So it's always a fun day.
So take your dad out there for your pancake breakfast with ham and eggs. For adults, it's $8 each. Kids are five to 12 or just $5 and under 5 for free. What a great place to take your dad, your family, and just kind of check out what's really happening. I mean, Benton Airfield is really a gem in our city.
Yeah, and everybody thinks about, well, the airport. Well, they think of Reading Municipal Airport. Well, the original airport started in the 1920s as Benton Air Park. It used to be called Benton Field. They changed the name a number of years ago, but has a lot of history, and it's basically a general aviation airport. So the smaller planes, the California Highway Patrol operates out of there. Reach and PHI helicopters get their fuel there on a regular basis. And so it's a whole different atmosphere from Reading Municipal Airport, which, of course, has airline traffic.
Don't they also, during fire season, don't we have some of the fire aircraft there, like helicopters and stuff?
Yeah, it really depends on the situation. Typically, in a big fire, we see CAL FIRE helicopters landing and taking off from there. They set up sort of a substation, I guess you might call it, or a staging area. So it really has a lot of uses that many people don't realize.
What kind of vintage aircraft are people going to see, Jim?
Well, I'm not sure. Jim Ostrich, who owns the Benton Air Center, has a Stearman, and I'm trying to talk him into bringing it out and putting it on display. Mm-hmm. But it's a fabric-covered airplane, so he's a little concerned about
having it on
display. It's a big biplane, yellow one. You may have seen it flying around.
Seen it around.
Yeah.
What about the we're going to have, of course, the helicopter, that Huey from the guys?
Yeah, that's the plan. We've had it there every year, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be here this year. Also, PHI and Reach, depending on their schedule, if they have calls, of course, they won't be there, but they will be stopping by. Landing their helicopters, and people have a chance to see them. Also, CHP as well.
How many flight hours do you have, Jim?
Oh, not a lot. 300, somewhere in there. I don't fly as much as I'd like to.
But you love to fly.
Oh, I love to fly.
Yeah.
And it shows.
You're doing all types of you're doing all types of things out there. But this is really great, my friends. If you have not been out to the Benton Air Park for Father's Day, this is just an extraordinary way to go out there, see a lot of aircraft, let the kids run around and see them, have a good breakfast, and start off your Father's Day really super.
It's great because typically we see three generations. We see somebody bringing their dad, a guy bringing his dad and his kids, and the wife and the whole family. It's a great family situation just to get out and look around. But Ron Lim, by the way, just spent about 6 months getting his ultralight rebuilt. It has pink wings. You can't miss it.
To match his car.
It's going to be on display as well.
Well, Ron Lim, and I know, we know Ron.
He's a fascinating personality.
He is
fascinating.
Great guy.
Fascinating is the right word. We need to have him back on again. He has since, he has sold his pharmacy. Of course, there's still the Lim's family restaurant that's still going strong. But he flies ultralights. Now, what exactly is an ultralight?
Ultralight is a very light airplane. It doesn't look like a typical airplane like a Piper or Cessna. It looks like, basically there's no enclosure. So when you're in his ultralight, you're sitting next to him on a seat, basically with just some framework around you. And there's a wing above you that's made out of fabric. You can unzip it and take the wing off if you want to.
But not during the flight.
Not during the flight.
Okay. No. And then it's got the engine in the back.
Yeah, little engine in the back. And I think his is like a pull start. Like starting your lawnmower. So, you pull it and it starts and the propeller turns and you hop in.
And see him flying. We see other people flying these things around.
Right.
Off they go. They're up there. I don't know how fast they can go. And, of course, if you get really strong winds, you got bad weather, you don't want to have an ultralight up.
Oh, yeah.
But I tell you what, to people that fly them, they're just, The other thing, too, I guess.
They're probably as close as getting naked in the air as possible.
Pretty much. Yeah. If I don't know.
Flying.
Don't know if we want to go there. Oh, yeah. You're out in the open. I mean, the wind's in your face.
Yeah.
Well, I just wonder if the engine does quit, does it have really a good glide ratio?
No, they don't.
They don't have. Okay.
Ron, a few years ago, had an issue with an engine, ended up landing on Eureka Way, or actually just off the side of Eureka Way. No problem. Yeah, they're very slow airplanes. I don't know what his cruise speed is, but in a strong wind, he can hover. You know, so he can, you know, even though the engines are running.
He gets bird strikes from the rear.
Birds
flying by will bump into him, you know, as they're passing him.
And so. He doesn't pass trucks on the freeway because it's just not that fast. And he also has a very nice other plane, a regular type airplane that's also very fast.
Okay. When did you find your love, Jim, of starting to anything aviation? How old were you? You got the bug.
I got the bug when I was a child. I was very young, and I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. Didn't do anything about it until the early 80s. I took a few lessons, quickly realized I couldn't afford to keep it up and get my license. And then years later, Erwin Foss, a good friend of mine, he got back into flying. He'd learned to fly back in the 60s, I think. And he got current as an instructor, and one thing led to another. I started flying with him, and we went places together. I found a great deal from another fellow who let me use his airplane basically almost for nothing, basically just paying my cost, and got my license and bought into an airplane. I'm a partner in a very nice plane, and it's cool. It's great.
It's great.
I should mention, by the way, that I'm president of the Experimental Aircraft Association, Chapter 157. We do a couple of events a year. This is our big one, Aviation Day. We invite everybody to come out for that this Father's Day. But we also do what's called Young Eagle Flights, and we do these at least once a year, sometimes twice. This time we just did one in Reading in March, and then there was one in Corning in May. But what we do, and we love to do this, we take kids flying for free, and the pilots volunteer the use of their planes, pay for their own fuel. We buy them lunch, but that's about all we can do. They just do it for the love of aviation and trying to get young people involved in flying.
So children, so you could get Linda on for free.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
We want to come up with the name real fast for you. Natalie Verhoog.
Oh, yeah.
I believe that she got her first flight with, like, a single flight as a child.
During this program.
During this program. And then now she's just gotten her pilot's license.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. And
multi-engine.
Multi-engine.
Oh, okay.
Kelly Verhoog, Norm Verhoog. This is right. Natalie
Verhoog.
She
was going to Baylor.
She's in Baylor. She's in Baylor. Right. She got her degree or all this stuff now. I mean, she's flying.
Well, she's still got two more years, but it's going to be an aviation.
So when she gets out, man,
engineering.
Well, little side with that, and I was, you know, trying to click on the name there because I recognized the name. We awarded her a $1,500 flight training scholarship to help her with her flight training. That's one of the things we did with the proceeds from last year's.
Okay.
Can't get breakfast.
You know what? That is super. Okay, I've got to ask this question.
Yes, sir.
Experimental aircraft. This doesn't mean that this is somebody who just put something together and said, okay, let's get in there, see if it flies.
No, it's EAA is the Experimental Aircraft Association was started in the 1950s, and the idea was to allow people to build their own airplanes. Many times in the early days, and even now, you can buy plans. You can buy a big set of plans, put them out on your workbench in your garage, buy all the materials and put it together, and you can actually build and fly your own airplane. Many planes now that are what we call home-built or amateur-built or experimental come in a kit. And so basically you get this big crate in your driveway, and you open it up and you go, uh-oh, what did I do? And, you know, thousands and thousands of parts.
I imagine they're all numbered, though, huh?
Yeah, tab A, slot B, you know, all that good stuff. It's just like putting, you know, one of those prefab shelf systems together.
Let's do that, honey.
There you go.
You know, the one where I had the IKEA drawers inside out. Come on. That was, you know, in this sense, aren't these seats supposed to be facing toward the engine? Well, that's for anybody else. You know,
but but there are lots of inspections that go into it, too. I mean, it's not just you're going to throw something together and go out and fly.
Susie Alderson's husband. Because they want to move up to Alaska and fly up there. Built one. Built a plane. And I said, were you ever worried? She goes, no, because of just what you said. A lot of inspections, a lot of people coming through there before this thing even gets started.
All right. And many of our members actually fly Pipers and Cessnas and traditional planes. I personally don't have a home build, or I don't really have the time or the inclination or the ability, I don't think, to build my own airplane. So I'm fine flying store-bought.
This Sunday, one more time.
Okay, Father's Day. Aviation Day starts at 7 o'clock with a great breakfast of ham, pancakes, and eggs. That goes until 11 o'clock, and I should mention the Mount Shasta chapter of 99's women pilots. We work very closely with them, and they pretty much take charge of the breakfast, and they ask for volunteers from anywhere and everywhere. That goes till 11 o'clock. A lot of aircraft on display. The whole event goes until 2 in the afternoon. If you want to come take a flight, you can do that either in a fixed-wing plane or a helicopter. That's not part of our organization's area because we don't sponsor that part. Mm-hmm. But you can get a flight either with Benton Air Center or Air Shasta.
Okay. All right. And Jim, is thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
And by the way, just for everybody, we got a construction permit, as most people know,
yes,
to start our next phase of putting the FM station on the air, and Jim's right here. He's going to be walking hand in hand with us because he's a super engineer and has done this kind of stuff. So he's going to be giving us, Bob can do a lot of stuff, but his first thing he said was call Jim.
Mm-hmm. Jim's your FM guy.
I've reached my end here. I said, and he said, you got to go FM with Jim. So you two working together.
We'll all work together. We'll make it happen.
There you go.
That's
okay.
Great.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to be right back after these messages.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed, but after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
JPR and U.S. Bank welcome Chris Isaak back to Reading's historic Cascade Theater June 27th. Heartthrob, crooner, and Grammy nominee Chris Isaak brings his velvet voice and rockabilly roots to the intimate Cascade Theater stage with his trademark high-energy, flashy, and personable style. Wednesday, June 27th at 7:30. General public tickets and limited VIP meet-and-greet tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Come on, everybody. Clap your hands. Oh, you're looking good. I'm going to sing my song.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Tuesday.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Did you like, I tried to get right in there as we were starting to do the twist. Yeah. Hey. 736. How you doing there, Carl?
I'm doing great. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, one of the few, one of the only full-service jewelry stores in town with a watch repairman. They do it all at Four Winds Jewelry. Design, build, bring gems in from all over the world. They're super people to deal with, too, Rebecca and Henry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4.
Hey, Father's Day is coming up. You may want to go in there and see what kind of
watch
vintage
band.
Piece they have or cufflinks. I like cufflinks a lot. I just think it's really a class act, and you know, you got to get the French cuff shirt, but that's just so. That's the bomb. Tie tack, love that. Anyway,
we're here with Emily Bogner from Turtle Bay.
Good morning.
Who's going through a little bit of an allergy day here?
You know, it's this weather changing every year.
Instead of having, she's got like a 200% smile. It was only at 180 today.
Right.
I said, are you okay? She goes, allergies.
Right. I'm slowly ramping up here.
You got it going on. Okay, this coming up Friday, June 15th, Hello.
Yep.
That's Friday.
Absolutely.
Okay. And that just kind of hits me. Or it's like, imagine the hand smacking the forehead.
Right.
What?
How is it June 15th?
Because we just had Jim talking about the Father's Day is the 17th. So, hey, let's just say pretend that maybe your dad or whatever, or your husband who is a father and you can't make Sunday. Here's a great event. Beer, music, and fun. It's called Brews by the Bridge, happening this Friday from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. in the Turtle Bay Quarry Patio Garden.
Yes, absolutely. This is one of our favorite events of the year. I know it is for me. My dad's going to be out there, too. It's just a really cool opportunity to celebrate all things summer. So we try to make sure that Brews by the Bridge is the event for all people. We've got craft beer. We've got great food trucks. We've got Cold Sweat out there with their six-piece band.
Ooh,
They've got some horns. They're going to bring some funk. It's going to be just a really cool event. And it's by the bridge, by the river. It's just a really fun time for everybody.
Now, give us when it says Turtle Bay Quarry Patio Garden. Where is that?
Exactly. So folks are going to park right where they would normally to come to the museum or the Sundial Bridge. They're going to walk across the sundial, and they're going to hit right there at that quarry patio. We've got a great space right in our botanical gardens there. So it's going to be nice and cool, hopefully, by the time that sun starts going down. And it'll be a great opportunity to come out and celebrate.
Now, you have to buy tickets to get through and get the beer and get all the other good stuff. So where do you draw that off? Give me a visual. Do you have like people taking the tickets?
Absolutely. Right at the end of the bridge there. So you're going to come right across and you'll meet the folks who are either selling tickets day of, which are going to be $15, or if you think ahead and you want to get those tickets pre-sale, we've got them for $10. So you're getting a little bit of a discount
there.
That's
a great discount.
Absolutely. And those folks will be able to just bypass that table, head right in, grab their wristbands, get their IDs checked, and then enjoy the event. It is a 21 and over only event, but we hope that people can grab a babysitter and come out and enjoy with us.
Well, but 6:30 to 9:30, it's not like it goes wee into the late of night.
Exactly.
I mean, that's great. It's just right when the sun, you get to see the sunset and the whole feeling of, you know, that coolness that happens with the river once that comes down.
That's right. Fantastic.
Well, good. So we want to encourage everybody again, go. And how do you pre-buy the tickets?
Absolutely. Great question. We have tickets for sale at our museum and coffee bar. So if you are near Turtle Bay in the next few days, go ahead and stop in there. Or We've made it really easy, and you can just buy them off our website. So that's turtlebay.org. You'll see the link pop up right on the homepage. We want people to come out and enjoy. We've also got it linked on Facebook and Instagram. So we make it easy to find us, for sure.
Well, it looks like it's a really fun night. I've not attended this one, but I've heard wonderful accolades of what a great night it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, we've got 9 craft breweries, lots of local folks coming in. We've got 4 different food trucks offering lots of different varieties. So we've got tacos and burgers and pulled pork sandwiches. You know, we kind of run the gamut. I think we even have a dessert option this year. So we've got some shave ice if you come on out. And then we just really hope that people are able to come and enjoy. We will have cornhole games going. We'll have people out there dancing, hopefully. So it'll be a good time.
Fantastic. Okay, while we have just a little bit of time left, we're really trying to push this Brews by the Bridge, but let's talk about what else is happening with Turtle Bay.
Yeah. We've talked about it before. Summertime at Turtle Bay is like nothing else. You know, we've got stuff going on literally every single day.
And the
day.
Animal shows are open.
Animal shows are open. So every day at 11 o'clock and at noon, we've got our animals out there. You can come and enjoy the show. Our animal care team just does such a cool job. I mean, they do such a great job.
They love what they do.
Yes, you can totally tell. Yeah. Those animals are really well cared for, well loved, and that's why they're able to showcase those behaviors because those animals, I mean, they work with them every single day. Yeah.
And so then we have the animal shows that are all open. How about the lorikeets? And is there a butterfly house?
Yes, lorikeets are open year-round now, which, you know, just it became such a fun experience for everybody. So that one is open every single day.
You can come out to your own favorite one.
That's right. You can come out and get...
Put a little name tag on them.
I love it.
Put a little color on it. Shows. Coral.
That's perfect. We also have the butterfly house this year. Always a huge crowd favorite. It only runs for a limited series, so make sure that if you get the opportunity, you come out.
If you haven't been there for the butterfly house, please go to it. You know, bring your kids, bring your grandkids, bring yourself.
That's right.
So the whole family's flying in for Carl's birthday. We're going to have people from Tennessee, people from New Mexico, and so we have a family, and like, okay, what do? We definitely do Turtle Bay.
I love it.
We do the animal shows, take them to the lorikeets, and take them to the butterfly house, put them up at the hotel for a couple days, hit Lake Shasta. You know, we have a couple things that are planned that are just must-dos in Reading, and one of the big family things that I think is number one on the list is the Turtle Bay.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, that's what we hear from most folks. And I know that when I've got family that comes into town or even on Father's Day, we'll be out at the museum because it's just a cool opportunity for everybody to see a little bit of something they love.
And Turtle Bay is exploding this year as far as people. Because I've seen the figures. Where are you putting them all?
Right? We've seen record admission numbers, and I think a lot of that has to do with people seeing the value of that membership, recognizing the benefits, just getting a chance to come out and see it one time, and we know you'll be coming back for more. We still have World's Largest Dinosaurs exhibition out through the summer.
Oh, good. And the boys will love
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. And that's one that I know I've gone through it multiple times already, and I find something new every time. So that's really what Turtle Bay brings. Every time it's a new, fun, different experience.
Oh, boy. So we have 3 days now. We're going to go to the museum, and then we're going to go to see the animals and that. Yeah, so that'll be great.
Right on.
And everybody be thinking about that. Start calendaring and looking on the Turtle Bay website to see what is specifically going on. Because you said throughout the summer there's great stuff. But that dinosaur exhibition, I haven't been to it yet. So, I mean, do you have, like, actually a big dinosaur in there?
There is a replica dinosaur inside the museum. It is 60 feet long. It is pretty awe-inspiring. You walk into that space, and it is towering above you. It is true to size. It's actually a little bit smaller than a typical dinosaur. It is a sauropod, so it is a plant-eating, long-necked dinosaur. But we really have some other cool features, including giant dinosaur fossils, a giant footprint, so you can see exactly how big that footprint was literally on this planet, along with a giant cube that shows you their daily diet. So all those plants that are shoved in there that would have, helped them to survive and sustain.
The daily diet, I can just imagine, was just tons.
Absolutely.
Of herbage.
Right. Absolutely.
Lot,
and how green our planet was.
A lot of them were water animals because it helped take the pressure off their legs, you know. So, yeah, it's going to be really interesting when you go down and see it.
That's right. Absolutely. We really want to encourage folks to come on out anytime. We're open now, summer hours, so that's every day of the week. You can come and enjoy us and fit it into your schedule.
Thank you so much for joining us, and we really appreciate it. One more time, a push for Brews by the Bridge, which is this Friday from 6:30 to 9:30. If you buy your tickets early, they're $10 or they're $15 right up on the bridge there. It's going to be a beautiful night with cold sweat and North State.
That's another one.
I know, but cold sweat.
As long as it's not Nickelback.
Cold sweat and tasty food from local eateries. Just what a great,
great night.
This is
going to be a super time.
Night.
Super time.
Yep.
We'll have to see
I
you down
we
on
need
the
to go
bridge.
There.
I think we will.
Right
okay.
on.
Thank you so much, Emily.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back.
I'm ready.
As an APS worker from Shasta County, I protect older adults and those over 18 who are vulnerable on a daily basis. But I know that sometimes elder and dependent adult abuse isn't obvious. We need you and all members of the community to help us identify and report potential victims of abuse, neglect, and exploitation. Signs of potential abuse include unexplained changes in behavior or personal hygiene or lack of basic necessities. No abuse, report abuse by calling Adult Protective Services at 225-5798 or learn more by visiting ShastaHHSA.net.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, it's Home Helpers that you want to have in your home, helping your loved ones. Because there's no place like home. You want to keep your loved ones at home. If it's been an operation, if it's a long-term thing, it's Sharon Clark. Give her a call, 226-8350, or check out ReadingHomeHelpers.com, a total success story in helping people in our community. Some things, you know, there's a lot of things going on, but this one thing from the beauty pageants.
Well, I really want to talk about
that. Have changed for some reason.
Well,
so they're no longer.
Okay, so, you know, just like we go through the generations of, you know, we're now currently in the Me Too generation movement.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'm a 70s girl, so, you know, we talked about this the other day with a girlfriend of mine who, you know, who's my age, and, like, the way things happened in the 70s, or if you ever watched Mad Men, how things were in the 60s, and how they were in the 50s, and how men on the production line would whistle at women, and, you know, catcalling and that kind of thing would happen. But the Miss America pageant, from when I grew up, was always considered to be something quite prestigious. And it made me think about this because of listening to the Gretchen Carlson, who is a former Miss America. You know, to get to become Miss America, first of all, you have to go through local, then you go to state, and then you go from state to, of course, to the national. So I had gone, let me go backwards. So Gretchen Carlson was talking about the swimsuit. Now, there were three pageants that happened when I was going through my pageant series. And that would have been Miss Universe, which was totally about swimsuit and evening gown. They may have interviewed. And then they had another Miss World, Miss Universe, something else. And then Miss USA, and then Miss America. Miss America was your only scholarship beauty pageant. And it was the only one judged on, in this period of my time, 50% talent. Because I can tell you that I would never have thought that I could enter a beauty pageant. I knew I had talent. I knew that, you know, I was always the leggy, skinny girl that, you know, didn't have all, you know, wasn't...
The curves.
No. So when I had joined Just for the Kicks, I had gone into Miss Sacramento. I was 17. And I think I sang either Ring Them Bells or something. I think I did Ring Them Bells. And, you know, wore the big black bell bottoms and so on and so forth. And then I don't know. So then we realized at that point, the swimsuits that we wore then were extremely conservative one piece. They were like Miss America swimsuits. One piece came over the butt. They weren't French style. There was no belly, you know, and you had closed-toed pumps dyed to match the swimsuit. It was very still from the 50s and the 40s. And what brought this up for me is because we were at the Black Bear Diner the other day, and it talked about what happened in 1948. And it went down, who was president, who was this, who won the World Series, da-da-da, and Miss America was. I said, you know, see, at one point, that was like a really, you held a title. It was a very important thing. It was prestigious. It was clean. It was looked at like, you know, that was an accomplishment. You don't just stand there. I mean, there's parts to it. And so there's an article that came out in our very own paper here. We're taking the beauty out of beauty pageants by Jonah Goldberg. This is on Sunday's Record Searchlight. It's very interesting about how they're saying it's very important. When you ask somebody who's a singer or an actress or somebody who like is very good at their field, what they think about, you know, North Korea or, you know, you ask them about all of a sudden you put them on a world stage. It can make one look like an idiot. So, anyway, going back to when I was in Miss Sacramento, Miss California, on the way to Miss America. So I was 17 years old, 50% talent, then wore the blue swimsuit, and I never thought. But what it did make me do is I worked really, 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 really at trainers. I worked really hard at the gym to get the best that I could be in my physical appearance. And then I won swimsuit, which would have been complete because sway back. I look like, you know, sway back, long legs. And anyway, not that that's important, but out of all these other gals that were 24 and 23 and that were knockouts, I won swimsuit. And then...
you finished third overall.
But then you have to go and have a complete interview in front of 10 people. And I had people helping me and mentors and tutors. I really wanted to win this thing. And the first thing they asked me about at 17 was, what do you think about sex education in schools? And I babbled. I can't even remember what I said. It went into Thomas Edison. That's all I know. The light bulb. Like, my light bulb wasn't going off. Maybe that was it. But anyway, so I left, and you're by yourself. You have a chaperone with you. You have a chaperone with you.
But the bottom line on this thing is that the end result of it was...
Well, I'm just saying that for that period of time, mm-hmm. I felt very proud about it. I thought it was very prestigious, and I did win a $3,000 scholarship for being third. And they said to me, because many of these gals, I was 17, many of these gals would come back so that they, and one of the gals from state, to win Miss America. And they go on and they become like in the major leagues, you know, when it comes to the companies or it comes to being on the, you know, going through college and getting a media degree and that kind of thing. Because it would be like saying, I don't want to use this as a saying, but if you have Eagle Scout in your resume or you have Miss America in your resume, Miss America did start to change a lot. They went into this whole thing with, you know, hot pants, and then it got into bikinis, and then it started to change. We were talking about the times. There was something very pure about it
at the time.
There was very pure, it was very pure. And you know, I remember had the van club of Santa Cruz, you know, gave me their big trophy and said, well, you are a choice. And I still have that van trophy today with the big van on top. And you know, I had my eye on the ball, but things have really changed. And
what the guy,
it's just kind of sad to me. Yeah.
What the guy wrote was, they're taking the beauty out of the beauty pageant. And he says, call me a bad guy, but I like looking at beautiful women. And what they're saying is that, okay, there's not going to be it's not even going to be evening gown anymore.
No.
It's not going to be evening gown. It's not going to be, it's going to be inner beauty and what you know, as opposed to outer beauty and what you know. That's fine. We never watch them anyway. So.
And they will all be winners because there can be no losers in today's
society. I think they should all get little crowns. Anyway, so.
I don't know. I think it's sad. I guess I'm really feeling sad about it.
Did you just have your braces on when you were?
No.
Okay, you had your braces on.
I've entered two pageants in my life.
That would have been a little weird, right?
The first pageant, I was 15. I had braces. I wore a polka dot swimsuit. I had no idea what I was doing. It was fun. I was in the mall. Hey! Okay. So then I got serious, and I started getting serious about it. So there becomes a more serious level with it, which is what a lot of these girls would do coming. Yeah.
$3,000 scholarship.
I think the winner wins 25 and goes to the Miss America pageant where there are 50 other women. And it's a big deal. It's a really big deal.
Okay.
Or used to be. Now, I don't know with this. I'm not really sure what.
Well, it's been a long time since
I don't know
seen
if
them.
You put in a box, if you put MRF.
Well, the narrative, of course, is all things American are passé, is the narrative from the mass media.
Well, I tell you what, we've got Doug Wright coming in right after the hour here, and he's Doug's plugged into everything that's happening around in Redding and Northern California. But there's a question I want to ask him, that there's been a lot of consternation lately, and I'm not sure about the legality of it, and does a parent have a right? But now that you can... Now that you can state what sex you are, and these transgenders, in the state of Connecticut, the two champion sprinters in the state of Connecticut are transgender boys. I mean, they're transgender girls. They're boys saying that they are girls. And they set new records in the girls in the high school girls, 100 and 200 meter sprints. They finished first and second. I want to talk to Doug right afterward. I want to talk to Doug when he comes in here. Start off with that, saying, Doug, just what can, you know, parents are a little bit upset about this. You know, their kids work really hard, and then some guy at 6'3 comes out there saying his name is Tracy. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, 75 degrees, going up to well over 100 today.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour, townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Better than expected, that's how President Trump sizes up the just-concluded summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. Mr. Trump is now on his way home from Singapore, where that landmark meeting was held.
The summit opened with an historic handshake between the two leaders, and after the talks were over, the president said they were worthwhile.
We're prepared to start a new history, and we're ready to write a new chapter between our nations.
In a joint declaration, the U.S. committed to providing security guarantees to the North, while Kim committed to the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Senior U.S. and North Korean officials will have follow-up talks as soon as possible, and the countries agreed to commit to recovering the remains of prisoners of war and those missing in action. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Calling them provocative and inappropriate, President Trump says he will end military exercises that the U.S. has long held with South Korea. Consumer prices up 0.2% in May, surging gasoline prices driving much of the increase.
The Labor Department says the Consumer Price Index increased 2.8% in May from a year earlier, putting inflation on its fastest annual pace since February 2012. But core prices, which exclude the volatile food and energy categories, have risen a milder 2.2% over the past 12 months. Inflation remains relatively tame, although it has picked up this year.
It's correspondent Jeremy House. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow hospitalized in good condition after suffering what the White House is describing as a very mild heart attack. A full and speedy recovery expected, according to the White House. On Wall Street right now, stocks in positive territory. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up about 3 points. The NASDAQ is ahead 26. The S&P 500 Index currently 4 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's talk about your business for a minute. Think about all the things you're doing to attract the best talent. Between the networking events and referral bonuses, you're probably spending plenty of time and money to find the right people. But what if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce is mobile and active, and they want an office designed around the way they work. And Varidesk makes it easy. Varidesk standing desk solutions help you create an active workspace where employees can stand and move, so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. Our full line of active office products are constructed with commercial-grade materials and require little to no assembly, so they're easy to set up and move. Companies of any size can have a Varidesk active workspace. Ordering is simple. Shipping is free. And our 30-day guarantee means if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. Learn more about Varidesk active workspace solutions at varidesk.com/radio. That's varidesk.com/radio.
Vietnamese lawmakers have passed a contentious cybersecurity law. Critics say it will hurt the economy and further restrict freedom of expression.
The law will force even foreign technology companies to store data in Vietnam and allow the authorities sweeping powers to access personal information. Social media is the only space where Vietnamese citizens have had some freedom to express views critical of the government. There are more than 30 million Vietnamese users of Facebook. They could now face prosecution and jail for offences such as giving misleading information that confuses the people.
The BBC's Jonathan Head. Emergency officials say 11 people have been killed. Two boats collided near a Russian city that's hosting the World Cup. The accident occurred late Monday on the Volga River in southern Russia. A barge being pulled by a towboat collided with a paddle boat carrying 16 people on a sightseeing tour. News and analysis at townhall.com. The National Defense Authorization Act is advancing in the Senate.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says this NDAA comes at a critical time.
This year's NDAA arrives as our nation faces significant challenges.
Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer says the NDAA also offers an opportunity to address other matters of national security, like the recent decision by the Trump administration to reduce penalties imposed on the Chinese telecom giant ZTE.
Does that make any sense? I don't think so.
The Senate is expected to complete work on the bill by week's end. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
They're selling more cars in China these days. Auto sales rose 7.9% last month from 1 year earlier, with the purchases of electric and gasoline electric hybrid vehicles more than doubling to 102,000. And again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow is up about 5 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 12th. Of June,
ooh.
2018. Oh, my gosh, 12th of June.
What happened?
I'm not sure. But anyway, the weather.
Just the 7th.
I've just lost control of the months again. I thought it should be like May or maybe even April in 2012. That would be a good year. Okay. Anyway, the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Expanded walk-in humidor and same great customer service. What's the weather look like, Lindo?
Good morning, everybody. It's currently 76 degrees in the downtown studios. Our highs today, well, according to our National Weather Service, today will be our 102 with our lows of 66, and our tomorrow will be highs of 101 and our lows of 65. And Thursday calls for a high of 99, and Friday, throughout the week, it's just sunny throughout the week. Friday's high will be around 95, lows of 63, and mostly sunny on Sunday. That's the weather, basically. No thunderstorms or showers in the forecast. It's hot and clear. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
This portion of the show brought to you by Lee's Honda, Kawasaki, and Polaris, located at 2230 Larkspur since 1967. I think you should be able to find them. I know where they're at. Right there on Larkspur, as you're driving down the street, Lee's Honda continues to offer the finest and largest selection of Honda, Kawasaki, and Polaris vehicles and accessories in Northern California. Going out of their way to serve their customers. That's Lee's Honda, Kawasaki, and Polaris.
Well, with us this morning, we have a star, and I want to do a little bit of a background on him. Recognized as a rising star by Super Lawyers magazine and rated a 10.0, which is the top as you can get, superb, on AWO.com, Douglas A. Wright has established a reputation as the go-to attorney for estate planning matters, including living trust, wills, power of attorney, health care directives, probate, and business law issues. He's a Juris Doctor at the University of the Pacific, McGeorge School of Law, Wicken Award for Academic Excellence and Professional Responsibility Ethics. Spent a summer studying in the prestigious International Legal Studies Program in Salzburg, Austria, with United States Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy. Has a Bachelor of Arts of University of California, Los Angeles, and Political Science. Woohoo!
Good morning.
Amazing.
Oh, look, you made him blush.
You actually said good morning.
Most importantly, that you left off Bernie High School graduate.
Okay, and there were doves flew out of the mouth just then. When you said good morning, doves flew out.
Good to see you, Linda. Normally I'm stuck with these two yahoos in here.
Well, okay, we'll just leave here. You know, that's the way it's going to be. Butterflies.
I said doves.
Doves, okay. Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? He's actually blushing. Look at
I
this.
I love it.
Okay.
That's my job.
You got him. Okay. So I've got a daughter who's been training since she was 6 years old to be the sprint champion of California. She has beaten everybody. She comes into the States, and now she's going against an individual from Southern California, two individuals from Southern California. She's 5'8", 5'9". She's a little bit taller than the average female. She works all the time. And she goes against two transgender girls who are 6'1", 180, thighs like a wild horse, and they just blow past her, and they set the state record. Is this fair?
Well,
and they were on the boys' track team the year before.
If she wins, yes. But I personally don't think so. When you asked the question, I was sitting in the green room, and I didn't know the answer, so I had to Google it. So I'll read you what the governing body says, which is CIF, the California Interscholastic Federation. Their policy says, quote, all students should have the opportunity to participate in CIF activities in a manner that is consistent with their gender identity, irrespective of the gender listed on the student's records.
You know what? All right. You know, now it's coming to roost. This is exactly what people said before. What happens when they make these changes? Think about the wrestler. I think it was back in Iowa or back east someplace. On the male's team was a good wrestler, changed over and became the state champion in the female's wrestling. He was a good wrestler, but he wasn't a state champion. Change over to the females, and he is. And they're just saying, well, that's how he identifies, is he's a female. And enough to one of the coaches, some of the coaches went and let the girls wrestle him, not because of a sexual thing, but because of a chance of them getting hurt because he was strong and tough.
And I think that's exactly it. You know, this is still a relatively untested area of the law because all states are different, all regulations are different. when somebody gets injured because of a policy that allows someone that is generally much bigger, much stronger, there's a chance that they could swing the policy based on at the state level because of lawsuits.
Well, you know, you have male and female teams for a reason.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you just do. And, you know, everybody talks about equality, you know, they can do anything, women can do anything, men can. Well, no, they can't. In the sense of athletically, they're not
correct.
Strong and fast. I mean, this is just a physical thing. And I think everybody, even the most ardent feminist, will say this.
If they're being honest.
Absolutely, if they're being honest.
Yep.
That, yes, there are things that, you know, that men can just do better. There are things that women can do much better than men. I thoroughly subscribe to that.
Yep.
I've been beaten in 8-mile, 10-mile races by women to come up, catch up with me in the last mile, chit-chat with me while I'm trying to breathe, and then take off like gazelles. And I'm just sitting there plotting at that point. My spirit's broken and everything. But to have something like this happen, and it's not a lot, but it's going to be more.
Yeah.
There's going to be more and more. What happens if half your softball team are males identifying as females? I mean, wouldn't there be some kind of thing that says, look, my daughter's been working hard. She has been the best. She's the best of any female in the state. And this guy comes over and beats her, takes away the scholarship, you know, the whole thing.
It's sort of like the affirmative action issue. You know, there was a point where it was necessary for socioeconomic reasons, for racial reasons, because of discrimination in the past. And we wanted to try to right that wrong.
Yes.
But then it swung so far.
Yeah.
That now you have discrimination on the other side. And that's probably where I don't know that we'll ever get to that point because the transgender community, it just isn't a big part of society. It's not. It's a smaller group.
Well, maybe there should be another aspect of the athletic event, you know.
Like transgender. Why can't you just be transgender?
You run in the sex that you were born in, and then you have another race for the sex that you wish to be.
That's true. That could be a good answer. But, you know, the Boy Scouts are no longer the Boy Scouts.
You know, I want to talk about that one, too.
So
that one just thoroughly discourages me. What's going on with them?
They've lost their way.
It's numbers. I mean, it's all they want is numbers. Now we're bringing women in or girls in. There's something to be said that boys need to be boys. And I guess they're keeping them in the Cub Scouts. It's going to be all right now.
Correct.
All boys. And then you have to vote to let girls into your scouting thing. But there's no overnight stuff and all that, supposedly. So here's the thing. Scouts of America, it'll be Scouts of America, and there's another thing, boys, and then there's Cub Scouts.
Yeah.
The Girl Scouts of America are just enraged about this.
They're losing their membership, or part of it at least.
They are.
Yeah.
So where are we going with this? I mean, are we just going to become so homogenous?
I think that's the attempt. That's the idea. From my perspective, I have two little boys, and I'm going to raise them to be men. Because
I was wondering about. I wanted to ask, what kind of events do you have your children in?
Let's talk about that when we get back, because that's really an interesting statement you made. Because that I'm starting to see more of things like that. If we're going to salvage. Because we have less men going to college.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot less men going to college than we do women. A lot of things are happening. You're seeing a college professor writing in the New York Times that it's okay to hate men because of we have the jobs, we fight the wars and all this. It's okay to hate men and these other things. What you just said about wanting to raise your boys to be men in the best aspects of that and the highest connotations of being a man. And I'm going to talk about that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Lighty has the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, 32 counties. You're going to get the most complete CCW training. You have defensive pistol. You have unarmed training also. You've got different types of home invasion training, rifle, tactical rifle, all of these. At Northern Firearms Instruction. Check out usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back with Doug Wright, attorney at law.
Real. Real people, real winners. Grab life by the throttle and play our Play to Ride Swipe to Win at Wind River Resort and Casino. With free slot play, prizes, or a brand new Harley Davidson. Not one, but two winners. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings for free slot play Fridays at 8 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a brand new Harley Davidson. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. It's never about the destination. It's the getting there that will stay with you. Make it happen and head down to Wind River and play our Play to Ride promotion where you could win a brand new super low, super cool Harley Davidson. From Redding, Harley Davidson. Two winners. Final drawing Friday, June 29th. Play to Ride. Swipe to win. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia and America's Best Value Summer Event. Now extended through June with some of the best deals on wheels.
Like the 50-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro Hybrid. The Niro has set a new standard in hybrid technology, and it is beyond comfortable.
Redding Kia has a great selection this month, and you're invited to take a test drive, make a great deal, and start saving money right now.
The 2018 Kia Soul remains one of the North State's favorite crossovers, and over 1 million have hit the road in the USA since being introduced in 2010. Get yours today in your favorite designer color, including the new Caribbean Blue.
And don't miss your chance to save on the new 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento and the completely redesigned 2019 Kia Rio.
Every new Kia from Redding Kia comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations.
The best deals this month are at America's Best Value Summer Event at Redding Kia. Redding Kia Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
Ends June 30th, 2018.
As an APS worker from Shasta County, I protect older adults and those over 18 who are vulnerable on a daily basis. But I know that sometimes elder and dependent adult abuse isn't obvious. We need you and all members of the community to help us identify and report potential victims of abuse, neglect, and exploitation. Signs of potential abuse include unexplained changes in behavior or personal hygiene or lack of basic necessities. No abuse, report abuse by calling Adult Protective Services at 225-5798 or learn more by visiting ShastaHHSA.net.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Good morning and welcome back to KPNR 1460.
76 degrees, going to be up to over 102 today, so don't leave anything in your car that you want to have alive when you come back. 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. And, of course, the weather report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and SST Oil is bringing us a segment of the show. SST Oil, now is the time to order your kerosene. They're having a big discounts for kerosene early bird buys here, plus 20% off maintenance and 10% off all parts for your heaters, Toyo Tommy, and monitor. And guess what, veterans? You get an additional 5% on top of that. All of this is SST Oil. Great people down there doing a super business, keeping the North State in oil, kerosene, gas, and all these. And they're always looking for good employees down there. Give them a call, 241-1167. It's an employee-owned company. They take care of their people. All right, we're here with Attorney Doug Wright, and we've been talking about the rights of people. What started it was I read in Connecticut where two transgender girls who were boys on the boys' team last year just set new records in the state of Connecticut for the 100-yard dash and the 200 and the 220 or the 200-yard dash. And it was interesting to see when it was over, all the girls were congratulating each other. or, you know, but they were by themselves.
Yeah.
Does that, I mean, because the girls were obviously, and the parents were upset that you had these, you had young men last year on a men's, on the boys' team now running against their daughters and winning, setting new records, and that. So in the CIF, there's, that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
In California, it's just like that. But then you said something. You said, you know, I have my boys, trying to raise them to be men.
Yep.
And so what do you mean by that?
Well, I'm very fortunate to have a wife who is very much opposed to the emasculation nation that we're living in now. My father-in-law is an amazing human, and she was raised in a house where he was a man. He was a school teacher, but a former professional baseball player. He was a guy's guy, still is.
Mm-hmm.
And so she learned what it means to be around men, and she wants to raise little boys the same way so that they are strong. And I'm a firm believer in that as well. Obviously, I'm a guy, so I want to raise strong little boys into men as well. But I think the most important part of not only getting them into that mindset of doing the right thing, showing up, making good decisions, respecting others, regardless of gender, regardless of religion, regardless of race, respect humans. We have a little girl too. We have 8-year-old twins, boy-girl mm-hmm. twins, and the byproduct of working with the boys is that she also is respected from her brothers, respected from her daddy, and as she grows up, she will learn to recognize what's important for her as well as she is choosing mates in life.
And she'll also demand that respect that's
exactly.
been given to her.
Yep.
And it's, you know, it's amazing to see how, you know, people are, well, we're not going to name our child. We're not going to even say what sex our child is till our child decides it. And I'm like, okay, but that just makes it, to me, that kind of makes it difficult and confusing to a child. I mean, life's already kind of confusing.
It's dumb.
You poop and people get upset with you.
Yeah.
You know? Well, not all the time, you know, but I'm thinking is that to raise a child, I think the most important thing for a child is, and you've said it, and it, all those fall under one thing, it's taking responsibility
yep.
for yourself and your actions.
And having self-awareness. Understand where you're at in this world, and don't think you're in a different spot than you really are. There's a lot of peace that comes from knowing your station in life.
Now, I believe that, and I think
those things that you were reading about 12 things a guy should do.
Well, there's also, and let me just add that I think rules are really important, and I think they start at a very young age. I think from what you feed your child. I know this is going to sound like I'm going off on a tangent, but how you feed your child that they can't just grab anything, that you start teaching them early on, because bad eating habits, I think, then affect the rest of your life.
It does. Yep.
So there's rules. And I believe, you know, I didn't have it in my house. I mean, my parents were very strict, but we didn't have dinner around the table. Mm-hmm. We were the TV tray generation. So I think that's why I love to have dinner around the table with friends.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you're getting a whole other deeper conversation about how are you feeling, what's going on in your life. A lot of times we have a tendency to have the girls sit on one side and the guys. So I totally miss conversations. I like to have a fully mixed table so that, you know, you've got a boy on one side or a man on one side and another, you know, so you're hearing, you're not just having a conversation from a man's perspective, but
yep.
we have a tendency to kind of, with some of our groups, to do that. But I'm going back into the 12 things. You want me to look it up?
No, well, that's okay. You know, because it's, I think Doug hit it pretty succinctly. It's things that a man needs to do. He has to be self-aware. He has to take responsibility. He has to treat people the same, fairly and respect. You know what? And if you do that and you can expect that back, here's the other thing. You can expect that back. And if
yeah.
you do not get it back, you cut them loose.
Yeah, respect is earned.
That's right.
It's a two-way street.
That's it.
You may respect others, but you have to earn it as well yourself.
Well, that's true. But if somebody treats you with no respect, you know, and you've been there, you've earned it like this, then you don't keep getting punched in the face.
No, you walk.
On that. You just walk. Okay. Yes. Let's talk about.
I tell you like 12 just real fast?
Okay, real fast. Go
okay.
through it.
Now, this is interesting because it's probably a little bit, 100 skills every man should know, but I'm just going to read the top ones. First of all, tie a necktie. Number 2, build a campfire. Number 3, hang a picture. Number 4, shine your shoes. Number 6, treat a snake bite. Number 5, read a book.
You don't, by the way, you don't, You don't suck out the poison.
Survive a bear attack, which is like, tell me how old this is. Wet shave, parallel park, paddle a canoe, negotiate, haggle, fix a leaky faucet, treat a burn, tell a joke, predict the weather, do a deadlift properly, recite a poem from memory. That's super cool. Grill with charcoal, perform CPR, throw a spiral, sew a button, split firewood, find potable water.
Potable water.
Okay. Change a flat tire.
Okay.
Break down a door. Oy!
You know when you break down a door where you kick, right? You know where you kick? Right at the doorknob, right there, uh-huh. At the jam. You don't kick in the middle. Don't do that because you put your foot through the door. Okay. Or you put explosive charges on it and just set it off. Boom! Close
and
it right there.
I may say change of diapers in there, too.
Well, it should be. Okay. Let's get into some things that just happened, and we'll eventually get into law. You're on the Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, Board of Directors.
Board of Directors, Chamber of Commerce. You all put your power behind Joe Comente.
We went all in.
All in for him. Yeah. In the election, Joe finished first.
He did.
It was tight between he and Dave Kehoe.
Correct.
Very tight. I mean, real tight. Mm-hmm. Missy was a distant third.
Yep.
But now they're both into the general.
Yeah, so now we proceed in the winter, and November takes all.
That's it.
Yeah.
What did you think of the elections in Renning in June?
I think our turnout was better than I had expected. You know, primaries, not a lot of important things on the ballot necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
On presidential year, you don't expect a great turnout, and I think we had a better turnout than what would normally would get.
Yeah, but it's still not good.
No, not great. I wish people would take it more seriously.
They don't.
A lot of people giving their lives for that ability to vote. And,
yeah.
You know.
I think we should have serial slapping. That if somebody doesn't vote, you go out and you slap them.
Yeah.
And, did you vote? No, slap.
Or they never get to complain about anything.
Or they don't get to vote again.
Yeah.
If you miss 4 votes in a row, guess what? You've got to go back and re-register. You've got to go through, take a little test. Like, yeah. You know, right now, Supreme Court said if you have people that are inactive voters, guess what? They just pulled them off the rolls.
Yeah.
After they tried to get a hold of them, there's been no response. So either they've moved, they're dead, or they just don't care.
And they know all that data. The government has.
Oh, yeah.
When you voted, you know.
Sure.
They know everything. They don't know who you voted for necessarily, hopefully.
So do you see the things that are you looking at? And then Les Baugh had a spirited run at him, and mm-hmm. I'm not sure that he didn't squeak that out.
Yeah. At this point, it looks like that he's gonna close it out at the primary, which means he gets 50% plus one.
But that also means is that half the people didn't vote for him.
True.
And the same thing with Sheriff Pasinko. Sheriff Pasinko got 52% of the vote. First-time runner John Green got 48.
That was much closer than we expected.
A lot of people didn't expect that. Yeah. Well, when the sheriff's on next week, I'm going to ask him, Tom, you won. But half the people out there indicated there's time for change.
Yeah.
So what's that mean? I mean, you know, when you see things like that.
It'll be interesting to hear his response.
Well,
I know other people have talked to him about it, but I haven't heard what his response is.
Well, he's had a chance to think about it, and I'm sure that, Green never, there was no name calling going on, even though there was some scurrilous, I don't know if that's the right word, is that right, scurrilous, emails going around about people.
Yeah.
Well, which I would tend to ignore.
Yeah, there's some allegations of signs being taken down, which is ugly.
Marijuana stuff. And all that. I just let it go. Because you can't control everybody that's out there.
Okay.
We need to take a break, but I want you to kind of give us an idea what you think what the election means and what can happen from that. Then I want to talk about South City Park. Then we can talk about the legal stuff you came in to talk about. Good. Is that okay?
Yeah, we don't even talk about legal stuff if you don't want to.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show.
I deal with that all day.
Okay. And the reason I like talking to Doug is you are so tuned into everything that's going on with the Chamber of Commerce and all the different things that are going on. The new buildings down here, but that South City Park, the battle for South City Park has been joined, and it's not won yet.
It's heating up.
Yeah, it's heating up.
Yep.
This portion of the show brought to you by Everyday Fitness and Training, Reading's elite fitness center, locally owned and operated since 2009, located at 2345 Athens Avenue. Over 35 classes per week included in the membership. Silver Sneakers membership and classes are available. Sign up for a week-long pass at edfitness.com, edfitness.com. We'll be right back with Douglas Bryant.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed, but after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
JPR and U.S. Bank welcome Chris Isaak back to Reading's historic Cascade Theater June 27th. Heartthrob, crooner, and Grammy nominee Chris Isaak brings his velvet voice and rockabilly roots to the intimate Cascade Theater stage with his trademark high-energy, flashy, and personable style. Wednesday, June 27th at 7:30. General public tickets and limited VIP meet-and-greet tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460, soon going FM 96.5, soon, hopefully by the end of the summer, depending on when the FCC can get off their butt. And I should say that they've been really, really good so far. Anyway, good morning, everybody. Welcome back. It's 26 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 12th of June, 2018. Going up to 102 today. Well, the report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold, better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. We're here with Attorney Douglas Wright, who's on the board of the Chamber of Commerce, but he's also on the board of the Colt 45s.
Yep, Reading Colt 45s Baseball Club.
South City Park. The battle's joined. This is how I feel. If we can't control one park that's next to the police station and City Hall and in the center of everything in this town when people are driving by, then we've lost the battle.
Yep. It's a beautiful park, too. And you're right. If we can't handle it there, we've lost.
We've lost.
It's a mess down there. There's some serious problems.
Now, you just told – now, you know, and also this is start – even though that when you go to the baseball games down there, I feel it's safe. There's – you know, we have security out there. I mean, the whole thing. You just go to the game. You get up. You got, you know, security out there. You walk back to your, you know, your car. And I've never had a problem. Never had a problem. But people point out to me I carry guns in that – and I'm – and I look out for trouble. I don't look for trouble, but I avoid trouble by just being aware. But the park itself has changed. You just told us something that we didn't know about.
Yeah.
About the Susanville.
Yeah, apparently there's a prison pod in the park now where there's probably AB-109ers that are hanging out, parolees, and they are running the park like it's a prison yard. They have prostitutes coming in and out of there. They're trafficking drugs. It's a bad deal. These guys aren't guys that just will move along when the police come in to enforce the rules. They will fight back, and they don't fight fair. You know, the cops have their hands full with these guys.
Well, that's what, you know, Roger Moore said last week. He says it's like a prison yard down there.
Yeah.
He says we have, you know, we're moving along. Defense and the reservations.
We're working on that. You know, obviously the city had voted to fence it off and close it down so we can get a handle on it. Mm-hmm. There's exposure there for the city. There's knowledge of basically a dangerous condition on that property, which extends to other adjacent properties. So,
the library?
Library. How about some kids playing tag in the Colt 45s area and they step on a heroin needle and contract a hep C? Guess what? The city's on notice, and that heroin needle didn't come from the Colt 45s baseball club. Tell you that much. Came from the park.
You know, we just had a couple young men. We had a couple young men over at our place last night. They do I'm not going to give their names because they really do. They're really good handymen.
Because we're being selfish.
We're being selfish. We're going to hold them. Plus the fact they're so busy, they're always like 2 weeks behind.
Yeah, but they've been good. They've been good. They're brothers.
Outstanding young men. And one of them said he was at the park.
Very involved with their kids' sports.
He said, do you know why they have dogs? I said, well, you know, a lot of them, you know, it's a – he goes, no. Because they have a dog, and a policeman starts to arrest them, they've got to take the dog too.
Yeah,
and that becomes a problem. He said one guy was over there beating a dog, and this woman went over to tell him to stop it, and he got enraged, and then the police showed up, and he said that's what happens. You know, is that they have a dog, and now they have to wait for Haven Humane.
Yep.
He said the other thing he saw was one guy going over and slamming a door on an older person, telling them, you know, hey, don't talk to me. Mm-hmm. And so he came out of the car, and this is a big guy, our friend, big guy, and was heading for him, and the police showed up. So obviously the police was around there someplace.
Yeah.
But it's all around South City Park.
Yep. It's ground zero for, I think, our problems. Because from there it spins out into other neighborhoods, spins out into downtown. That's their launching point.
Well, there's going to be some things happening here that, you know, I'm not free to I just heard yesterday. There's going to be some things coming up that's going to, and this is going to be at the county level, that some ideas are coming out. So not for South City Park, but maybe for addressing some of the situations with drugs and homelessness and all this, getting ready to be announced soon. In fact, it may be even today. Today's Tuesday. I'm not sure. But this thing with South City Park, do we have the right to keep people out of there?
The city can. The city can use its power to close off the park. It can't discriminate. You know, it could lease the property, the park out for events and things like that. But it's public property, so they have to be.
But you can make it so it's reservations.
Correct.
And you can make it so you have to leave a deposit.
Correct. They can do those types of things to regulate.
Yeah.
They just haven't done it yet.
Okay, but that's part of this deal, right?
Yeah, there's another group. I was in a meeting yesterday with Rick Bassetti and several others, Ed Ruhlman and Pat Corey, Jake Mangus, Ryan Denham, some of the Mike Dahl.
Okay.
We're putting a group together. Les Melberg has agreed to create a plan and a schematic of what South City Park could look like, and we're going to go on a little pitch tour and raise money. We have the Rotary Clubs committed. We have a number of other groups in town committed. Major League Baseball has matching grant opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, you know, McConnell, obviously they're a participant. They're involved heavily downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of things we could do to clean that place up.
What do you see personally when you you know, you have to have a vision. You have to throw your vision up on the wall. Can you share with us what that is, what that looks like?
What we're looking at is to include some baseball and softball fields for Little League. If families are down there and people are participating, these folks ideally will go away. Some of the other things we're talking about, the food truck court down there, not competing with Todd Franklin up here. It would just be a temporary one that trucks could come in. There's been some discussion of a water park. I don't know how economically feasible that is. Those are expensive.
There's lots of water, too, especially when we get the new laws. You can only use 55 gallons a day per person.
Yeah. I know Les has some really, really good ideas. He's not going to do the Les Melberg typical, you know, grandiose, you know, which is his specialty. I mean,
arches and all these things. No, he does some great work.
It's
obviously
really good work.
Brilliant work. They've been recognized nationally. It's been one of the top firms. But we've got to have something down there then that we want to have there full time.
Yeah.
That's just going to keep the park moving and going, that people feel free to come in there, and yet we'll keep the thugs out.
Yeah, and it'll be fenced. There's no doubt.
It's got to be.
That's part of it.
Julie Winter said, look, it won't be, you know, because the plan when I looked at it was leaving a big area unfenced. And then she said we should fence all of it.
Yeah, it will be fenced in.
Okay.
Or out.
Well, that's what I'm thinking there, too. Yeah, idea for, some food trucks down there is a good idea. The other thing, are they people still coming down there bringing food to that area?
Yes, they are, unfortunately.
Well, you know what?
Which should be addressed.
It should be addressed. I mean, do they have all the licenses they need?
That's
the permits?
Exactly.
Do they have all the permits they need to provide food to people?
That was my question.
Yeah.
We'd have to get an answer.
Oh, okay.
Which means they don't.
Which means they don't.
Yeah, if some guy rolled a hot dog stand out there to sell hot dogs, I can promise you that he would probably be handcuffed. Because, he doesn't have the proper permits.
Oh, yeah. Well, Randy, down here in front of the post office, mm-hmm. He's got that hot dog stand that I keep trying to buy from him. Linda won't let me. I can just see myself down in a big straw. Oh, yeah, a big straw hat down there. Just in my relaxing years. He's got permits. He's got fern from the county all over him all the time, making sure he's got everything done there. So, people coming in and delivering food down there, unless they have a permit, which I think should be a permit that everybody else pays, they shouldn't be able to do that.
Yep.
And then we talk about Good News Rescue Mission. They do so much good work, but are they the kind of the focal point for all those people because it's right there?
You know, I really like Jonathan Anderson. He's doing really good work down there. He really is. And he is cooperating. He is working his tail off to make things better. I think that they have a tremendous struggle down there dealing with what comes into this town, because they do feed everyone unless you're on the no rent list, which means that you can't stay there because they violated rules and come in drunk or high or whatever the issues have been. Before that, though, they'll feed these folks. And how much they enforce that no rent ban from food, I don't know. You know, it's their goal is to make sure people are fed, which is a noble goal.
And it is, but those are also people then wander back to South City Park.
Exactly, or into the neighborhoods.
So somebody said, imagine living in fear in Parkview neighborhood.
Every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm so torn so much on this. There are people out there that are homeless and, that are trying. I think you should get all the help in the world. You know, there are people out there on opiate, as we know, the opiate and alcohol. If they want to take those steps forward, they should be helped.
Yeah.
But we have those kinds of programs out there. The ones that don't want to, the ones that like this lifestyle. I just saw another article about young people living homeless. They like that. You know, they can do these things, put out their tents, can live on cities, can go in there and get all types of neat stuff.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there, we've got to have a hammer that pushes these people on.
Yeah, you know, and every vibrant community has these issues.
Yeah.
This is not a Reading only issue. Other cities that are very, very well thought of, very successful, they just manage it better.
Well, and then you have very wealthy cities that have got problems that are up to their yin-yang. Look at San Francisco.
They've
got Look at Seattle. Oh, by the way, in Seattle, the city council just They're going to revote on that head tax for big companies. Starbucks and
Amazon.
Amazon rolled in and said, really? I guess we're going to maybe have to rethink a few things here.
Texas is sounding pretty good.
Oh, man. Those guys just, you know, you know what? Obviously, this is not going to work. This. So we're going to, after rethinking this and after having our pants pulled down and spanked by Amazon, we're going to revote. We're going to get rid of this. Anyway, okay. Hey, we're here with Douglas Wright. We're talking about what's happening in Redding. You know, Redding's problems, you know, they're big for us because we live here. You compare them to some of the other areas where they've got hepatitis C epidemics. We've got all that. But we don't want to get to that point.
No.
We don't want to get to the point where people are afraid to go in their own parks. We've got to provide something there that, you know, that maybe a place where homeless and those can go to charge their iPhones and their iPads and clean up and all those things and have that taken care of and secured so it's not an overnight thing. But it gives a place for people to go to. Besides Starbucks.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Spring is in the air. Clocks have sprung forward. Spring cleaning is complete. Windows have been cleaned.
Don't rub it in. I still have to fertilize the lawn, spray the fence lines, and finish that burn pile.
And you still have to go to Premier Oil Change to have our car ready for the summer weather.
That is the easiest of my tasks. It is the first on the list.
No appointment necessary. Easy in, easy out at Premier Oil Change. And every dollar you spend, you earn rewards points that you redeem for oil changes and other services. Add to that free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi while you wait in your vehicle during your service, and a free beverage. Now that's service. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time. Are you looking for a new kitchen? We have it all. Custom cabinets, ceramic tile, granite, and quartz slabs for countertops. Need a new bathroom? We can do that too. Our staff at Design Time and Tile can help you design the kitchen and bath of your dreams. Stop by our showrooms located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
This is Carl Vaught, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
KCNR.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Vaught here on live on this Tuesday, 8:49 in the morning, the 12th of June. 76 degrees, going up to 104 today. And we're here with our attorney Doug Wright. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Okay, Doug, it's the summer. Should people be looking at things? Okay, we're back in the legal side now. But before we get started, let's go to Roberta. Sorry, Roberta. Good morning. Hello, Roberta.
Yes, good morning.
You're on.
You know, we are living in 50 years of liberalism that has crept over us because the schools and the colleges are teaching this. Somehow, we have to interrupt our education system and get it back to teaching people how to be good people. Parents have given over their responsibilities to the schools, and the colleges take it and run with it. And, you know, yes, we can fence City Park and keep them out of there and push them into the neighborhoods. And some people say give them a place of their own. Well, they won't stay in a place of their own because they want to go out from there and scavenge from the rest of us. So, and anyway, I really appreciate, Doug, what you're doing. And I'm just hoping that this is going to cause changes in so many other ways. But our political system has got to come around, too. And if we as conservatives don't get out there and really pull for our conservative all's going to be lost.
We got to change the system the way it is right now. Yeah. You know what? The system itself can work, but I agree with you that when you start adding things on here, the 109, the 47, the 57, and so now the assembly is trying to put, change another proposition out to try and change some of those things, like a rape of a sleeping woman. It should now be a felony and not a misdemeanor, you know. So anyway, yeah, okay, Roberta, thanks a lot.
Bye.
You know, anyway, on the legal side. On the legal side, we have, you were talking about some things during the break that are coming, or that people need to be aware of.
The law's always evolving. I think the summertime's a good time, though. You know, people are out in the sun, things are a little slower, people are on vacation, you got that vitamin D flowing from the sunlight. It's a good time to sort of take a look at where you're at in life. Do you have your estate plan in order? Do you have a will? Do you have a trust? Where are you at with any debt that you have? Are you current on that? Kind of catch your breath, reset during the summertime and as you go into the fall, because regardless of where you're at in life, we rotate on the academic calendar. Society just does, because whether you have kids or grandkids or college students, we rotate on the academic calendar. Everything spins on that. So summertime's a good time to sort of sit back and say, okay, now where am I at with what I have and get it organized, so when you go into the fall, it's sort of a fresh start again.
That's okay. Our goal this year, and I just encourage everybody else, is that, you know, sometimes it's, you know, you want to push it away because it's hard when you have to, you know, bring out your mortgages and your taxes and all that stuff to put it in like a living trust, or what you're talking about, or where we have a business, we have a house, you know, the things that if something happened, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
So, you know, just the peace of mind to know you've got everything tucked in, ready, where you can grab it. Let's say you had a massive fire, you've got your stuff together. There's a peace and mind of that. And, you know, I think both of us, Carl and I, are both turning I've turned a milestone age, and Carl will turn a milestone age. And I'll
be 40 this year.
Yeah, so whatever that is, I think that's a reminder, too, of where am I going? Do I have my stuff together?
Yeah, you know, life is like grass. Either you're growing or you're dying. And it preferably be on the growing side. So you keep things fresh.
Right.
Review things. Look things, you know.
Laws change.
Do you have a business? Am I current? I see you guys have all the disclosures with your business license and your employee disclosures. And I mean, that's great to see that stuff, because a lot of businesses don't. They're not in compliance.
I know. And we have new fire extinguishers. Mm-hmm. We do all those things. I mean, we take it serious, and we believe in the growth. That's why we're doing this and making things new and fresh. But I also believe that you need the organization side of it, too. Like you said something that was really interesting. When the house is cleaned up and everything's put away, your kids are happier, more stable.
Their behavior is remarkably better.
Stable is probably not the right word.
Yeah, well, say, I would use stable.
Okay.
Because when
everything's in its place.
Yeah, when it's a mess.
And I find if I have to, when I go into a room after I've been shooting or been hunting, and I've got everything out. I mean, you know, I've got bags. I've got out to get different stuff out. It looks like they've exploded in my office in a gun room there. I am just I don't feel good until I get everything back into that and stuffed away. And it's still, you know, it's still not perfect by any means. But one of the things we want to do by the end of summer is get rid of all this stuff.
We have a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff. Just get rid of.
Yeah.
Just get rid of it.
Yeah.
Because I've got stuff I haven't looked at in 10 years out in storage.
Yeah, we keep talking about it, but, you know, that's a chore. It's a choice. It's a choice, then it's a chore, but it's, you know, make it a happy chore because it lightens your load.
Well, yeah, and that's exactly it, because if something does happen where you need to deal with it, whether it's personally or on the business side, if you can't find the information you need, it's
crazy.
It's draining to begin with. To deal with the issue, but then to have to find this stuff that you need, whether it's an IRS issue, maybe, who knows, maybe it's a licensing issue. If you can find it and it's organized, it makes it so much easier.
Well, that's the same thing about your legal, too.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've got your not just your will, but your living trust set up. I mean, once you have that, it takes a big load off your mind. Insurance takes a load off our mind, because those are two things that we don't have to worry about. Everything's taken care of.
Yeah, you just got to be sure to you know, review it every year or two to make sure that, you know, where am I at on this? Do I have, you know, there's two sides to a plan. One, you have everything in place, right? You have this great plan and it's all mechanics are in good working order, but you may not have all of your property in, let's say, for example, a trust.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got your trust, all the bells and whistles, but your property's not held in trust because you've refinanced or you've done something, you've opened a new bank account. Well, that trust doesn't help you, because now your property's outside of the trust, and you're going to be in probate court. So it's something to think about.
And we know what probate, what's the word, hell?
Well,
what is it?
I describe it as hell. It's a hassle, it's expensive, it's lengthy, and it's litigation. It's nowhere you want your family to be.
I hear people about it. I said, do you have a trust? And they go, I have a will. I went, this is Doug Wright's number. You should call him because he's going to talk to you about hell.
Yeah.
So Douglas Wright has been our guest today, and we're not going to let those dweebs down at the park take a park away from something that's fabulous, and that's the Colt 45s and Tiger Field and Bassetti and
Friday
all the people.
Night. We're going Friday night to the
all
game.
All the people that have worked so hard to try to make this a family. Once you get inside the gates,
it is
magic. We got tickets.
We got tickets. Doug Wright's going to give away tickets. So if you want tickets, you want 4, 6, how many you want? These tickets are good for all year long.
General admission tickets, so
that
they can get in whatever game you want to go to.
That's right.
And so I have a little trivia question for your listeners.
All right.
So Carl and Linda just celebrated a milestone anniversary. So the first person to get not only the date of their anniversary, that would give them, so that we would give tickets to that person, but also, what is the milestone anniversary? So we could have two winners.
All right. 605-4567 is the hotline. And we've got Colt 45 tickets to give away, courtesy of Doug Wright.
Yeah,
and do you have a game on your name?
We don't. I'm going to the Louis Miramonte Foundation on the 27th.
Okay.
Our little boy's going to be the bad boy.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And you know what? We're going to be there Friday. So why don't you all get some tickets and come on down with us. And we'll all go out there and have just a great game this weekend,
this
Friday.
Come on, you guys. You know our anniversary. You know our anniversary, and you know how long we've been married.
Even if you don't know.
Here comes somebody trying. Phone's
ringing. Even if you're not sure, call. Get some tickets for this weekend. Join us. Join us this Friday. Okay, the lines are brightening up. Doug Wright, how do people get a hold of you?
243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com. We're at 1901 Court Street in Reading.
Michael DeQuisto. You've got his old offices now.
Yeah, and on the corner of Court and South.
He's interested again in politics.
Yeah, we've got lots of science space for him out there.
I'm sorry, you got a maid?
You've got a spot.
There's no.
How many tickets does Ozzy get?
Doug, it's up to you.
As many as he can get.
How many does he want?
How many does he want? Give me a number.
As many as he can get.
Six.
How about six?
Is six good enough?
Six is good. Okay.
Did Ozzy guess?
There's another call.
Yeah. They went away.
Oh, okay. Because it's 9 o'clock. We're ready to go. So,
okay.
Well, we got six given away. So, did he guess the anniversary?
He guessed a decade.
A decade.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Ozzy. Hey, tomorrow we got Economic Development Corporation coming in, and I've got all types of questions for these guys. And, you know, part of it ties back into South City Park.